I'm not preaching today. So you've all have reason to be thankful. I thought it'd be actually neat if we all got to have a chance to express thanks. So you get to hear from one another a little bit before we have fellowship over there over the Thanksgiving meal. But I'm going to share a couple scriptures and stuff in the midst of it. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're just grateful. So, Holy Spirit, I just ask that you aid us in hearing you and that you would draw our attention and we'd be fully aware of your presence as we just express gratitude for who you are and what you've done in our lives. I thank you for these people here. Thank you for the fellowship we're going to have today. And I just bless your holy name. In Jesus' name. Amen. So several people have been asked to be willing to tell you what they're thankful for. So I'm just going to ask if you've been asked to come sit up here so we can do it a little more orderly. And if in the midst of it, you know, the Holy Spirit's just burning in you that you got to run up here and share, that's okay. That's okay. We're going to take a little bit of time. I know the meal really is going to be ready about 12:30, so there's no need to rush out of here right now. I'll give a little hospitality instructions before we go and stuff. But 1 Chronicles 16:34. I didn't put any verses up there, so you got to listen to me. Says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever. Now, you can read that as a command. I read it more as a suggestion with a reason. And the fact is, he is good, and you can't escape his love. Therefore, be thankful. You have escaped his wrath. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. The scripture uses some big words. About anything. That like covers a lot, right? Do not be anxious about anything. I don't know what you're thinking about today. I don't know what you're stressing about today. Let it go. Because that's not of the Lord. I don't know what life's throwing at you. Let it go. Life will take care of itself. You can trust him. It's okay. In every situation, don't exclude God out of any part of your life. Invite him into every part of your life. If anxiety and stress is overburdening you, invite the Lord in and let his peace that passes all understanding take care of things. Rest yourself in the Lord. But the way we present the things that are on our heart to God is with thanksgiving. In all things, with everything, every circumstance, we want to talk to God, present it thankfully. Psalms 100, verse 4 says, we enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. And praise his name. I don't know about you, though I think I do sometimes. We're about the presence of the Lord. Whenever we gather together, whenever we come onto this property, wherever, it's all about encountering him. See, but we come into his presence. You can't encounter him without coming into his presence. We do that with thanksgiving. I know some people have come into my presence moaning, groaning, complaining, criticizing. It doesn't get them really far. Really quickly gets them out of my presence. You don't need to go to the Lord that way, even though he'll accept you anyways as you are. But you really want to come into his presence, you enter with thanksgiving. So I'm going to ask all the ones I've called up here to take turns speaking and sharing what they're thankful for. Then I'm going to share one last verse and why I believe that God ordained thanksgiving for us. So, Steve?
Okay. Let's see, what time is it? Because if I'm going to give everything that I'm thankful for, I need a long time. So I'm not going to let you know everything that I'm thankful for, but I have so much blessings. The longer I live, the more I have to be thankful for. And I have to say the first thing I'm thankful for is my bride of almost 51 years. Without her, I don't know where I'd be. I don't even know if I'd still be alive, because she's always been there and been my support. She's been my rock. She's encouraged me to go on at times when I didn't want to. And I'm just so grateful for that, and grateful that she was just the great mother to my children that she was. And there is a support. I'm grateful for my children, my grandchildren. I'm grateful for the life that God has given me. Given me the opportunity to have a good job, make good money, do good things, have that time. But there's another thing that I'm really, really grateful for. Other than, of course, you know, the natural things that Jesus saved me from the sinful flesh that I was. But I'm very thankful for a very large family. My father's side of the family was very large. I had cousins that I didn't even ever know I had. I had so many of them. In fact, I've got my favorite cousin sitting here with us tonight. But that was a huge family. But you know what? There's over 85 people sitting here today, adults. This is my family here. It's a large family. And it's going to keep getting larger and larger. And I am just very grateful for the opportunity to have been able to be part of this family. I'm also very grateful that I live and was born in this country and have the opportunity to be able to worship the Lord freely and not have to suffer the things that a lot of other countries do for the gospel. I know I was talking to Peter yesterday, and in China, 80 of the pastors are in jail right now. They locked them up for what? For spreading the gospel. So I'm thankful for that God put me here. He could have put me anywhere in the world, but he put me here. And he put me right here today, this very minute, to say thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done. And just such a glorious father, and I'm just so very grateful and thankful for that. Like I said, I could go on for hours and hours about everything the Lord has done for me and how appreciative and how thankful I am to that. But I think I'll probably pass the microphone on to someone I know is grateful. Aren't you, Carrie?
I'm not going to speak as long as you. As you all know, well, some of you don't know, well, I've been on a journey of my own with cancer. But I just want to say that the Lord has gotten me through so much. He has carried me through everything. I honestly don't even feel like I have it, because he's just kept me. He's just kept me through it all. And I know it's going to get better. I just know it is. I mean, there's more he's going to do with me after I'm all done with this, because I'm not done yet. I only got two more treatments. But I just give him things. I just give him the glory, because I wouldn't have been able to do it without him. So I just want to say that. Do you want to say something? You're next.
Oh, okay. All right, I wrote some stuff, so gotta be formal. All right, my name is John, and for those of you that don't know me, you know, I work 6 days a week at a children's hospital, you know, and then I volunteer on the weekends at a family pet shelter. For those of you that do know me, keep your mouth shut. Thank you. Anyway, and so I think the first thing I'm thankful for is my church, because, some of you don't know this, but probably almost a year ago, I was going to our youth group and our young adults thing, and I was sitting there, and I was just overthinking it, and I was just looking around at all the other kids, and I was just like, what am I doing here? I don't belong here, you know, like, I shouldn't be here, like, I should be doing my own thing, because I don't want to be doing this, and so I was just about pretty much ready to give up on church, and so I talked to my wife, which I'm also thankful for, but I'll get to that, and I talked to my wife about it, and I talked to my sister-in-law, Lauren, about it, and they basically convinced me that I should go to church and stay consistent in it, and then probably literally a week after that, Bruce was talking to me about an opportunity to own a business for Don and such and so forth, and I started talking to him, and I've been working with him for about a month, so, I mean, about 9 months or almost 10 months, which is, this opportunity is to own this business is a huge thing for me, because I had no idea what I'm going to do in my career at all, and I don't think, like, I was just like, I just graduated high school, and I barely graduated high school, so that was pretty amazing to me, so I was like, well, this is pretty cool, you know, this is a great opportunity, and I'm very grateful for that, because it was almost a reward, it seemed like almost like some sort of blessing, like, and I haven't fully obtained that yet, but I'm working towards that, it's just, it's a journey, you know, and God's helping me, got me there, just by staying consistent with God, and it was literally a week after, which was insane to me, I was telling people about it at work yesterday, so I'm very grateful to God for his rewards. Just, I feel like people overlook that a lot, is God is very rewarding. If you stay consistent with him, he's also consistent. So I wrote James 1:17. It says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. And so then I wrote also, he rewards us, and his promises are faithful. That's what I meant to say, which was very good. I thought that was good. So then I wrote my wife, which, because I'm very grateful for her. Well, I'm grateful to you for giving me your wife, even though, either way, I'm very grateful. So that's good. And so I also want to thank, well, God, thank you for this lady who teaches me a lot of things. I wrote some things that she taught me because I knew I'd be a little nervous, you know. So I wrote to my wife because she has taught me how to grow and mature, all the while pushing me to learn leadership within my marriage, and joining her family with my family has helped both of my family's perspectives. With her family, I find joy in life, which is very big for me because I think that was great. And I'm very grateful to God for that as well. And lastly, I'm thankful for the breath in my lungs and the ability to even give thanks. Praise God to even be alive, you know? Who knows? You never know. And that's why I like what he said, you know? The longer you're alive, the more you have to be grateful for. So amen. So I wrote, my last scripture is Psalm 107, 1 through 3. And then I said, or I think it's just verse 1. It says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. He is steadfast. His love endures forever. And so thank God for that too. So that's all I had to say. Next person.
Hello, everyone. So I don't have a whole shebang, but I'm just super grateful for my family at this point in my life, with my family's leaving in 3 months and 3 days, to be exact. So lately I've just been super, super grateful for community in general, and just my family and the time that we do have together, and really grateful for just all the small moments that we have together. Like, literally last week, my mom was yelling at my dad, and I was like, this is so great. Because I was like, I'm not going to be able to have you guys yelling at each other. And it's just those things that I'm literally so thankful for that, because it's like, man, I made him laugh even, because I was like, that's so awesome that I can listen to you guys yell at each other for 3 more months. Like, it's those small, weird things that it's such a blessing to me now, because for my life, I took family at advantage, basically, and at granted, especially time with them, not thinking my life would be, especially because I'm not the type of person that's good with change. I don't like change. So this kind of a change God has really shown me how to be thankful for different kinds of things in my life that I took for granted, because, even small things of driving with my mom to work, like, I take so many things for granted, and just being thankful for them and being thankful for the model that my parents have given me growing up is just super huge for me right now. And then my second thing is, because I'm not a change person. Change is terrible. No, it's not terrible, but I hate it. So with everything that's been going on and how my family and I's lives are turning out right now, God has really, really been showing me to be grateful for the bad kind of change, even in the bad circumstances in my life. Because all of the things that I struggled with, even if it was something so stupid, like, I've been really been trying to be so grateful for all the negative things, because the outcome and the blessing that God has given me through that has been all the good things in my life. So it's just been really cool to see that transition. And yeah, that's it. That's it. That's all. Who? Oh.
Hello. Let's see, how long do I have? 3 minutes, okay. So, first of all, I just want to say that I am thankful, well, for my church, all of you guys. I'm thankful and grateful for all of you. I'm thankful for my children, my grandchildren, my family, just all these blessings that I've received, and a lot of times don't feel I deserve them, but he has still blessed me with beautiful children, grandchildren, my grandbabies. I get to see them just laughing and having fun. And but one of the biggest thing I'm thankful for is the fact that I'm here. I am here. He has brought me out of so much. I'm thankful that God has never given up on me. That is one of the hugest things. He chased me, and he never gave up on me. And he's so faithful and true to his word, his promises. Everything that I've learned in his word, and I can stand on those promises, and I see them, come to life in life. This scripture, I'll share it really quick. Sorry, I'm shaking. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So I look at my family, my kids, and my grandchildren, and the time that I was in addiction and all that mess. It's because he loved me so much, and he chased me so much, he never gave up on me. And I was able to transform my life, and now I'm able to look at my kids and I can't even put into words what a blessing they are. My kids, and I'm seeing their lives being transformed now. And my grandchildren's lives are going to be transformed, them growing up and, you know, knowing the Lord. And so it's just an awesome and amazing experience that I have. But I have that, I owe all the honor and glory to God for that, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be who I am right now. Thank you. Oh, one more thing. I kind of want to piggyback a little bit off of what you had said. The ability to be thankful for the trials and tribulations that we go through. I look back, and a lot of people can probably sit there and be like, well, how can you be thankful for it? I am thankful for the things that I went through. Even all the 12 years of addiction that I went through, I'm thankful for that, because I am now able to feel and help others that are going through that as well. And he's given me that ability and experience to go through that, and it's most important because I'm able to help those that are also going through it. So I'm grateful for that. Thank you.
Hello, guys. You know, say thank you for the church. This family, beautiful. I'm Spanish, and my first language is Spanish. And the first time we come in here, almost 2 years now, it'd be close to 3 years. We look around, and my wife say one time, oh, this is the church we're supposed to go. And we come in one day, and my wife asking, we use mass here? I say, no mass here. We got Jesus here. We got the blood of Jesus here. We don't need no mass. And my wife said, this is the church. And we put the mass away. And that's how we started coming to this church, because we believe it in you. But of first, we believe in God. We see in this church. And they bless everybody here. I find a good friend, Steve, in the first time. And it's amazing. Everybody's amazing here. And for my wife, my beautiful wife, for 10 years, my grandkid, my two boys, and blessed for everything. I'll try to speak more in Spanish, you know, because it's my first language. And, you know, I pray in Spanish, everything in Spanish. I grew up in the church in Spanish. My brother-in-law is a pastor for 63 years. 63 years, retired now. And my sister and everything. The old church, funny. The first time, my first divorce real bad. And my sister and my brother-in-law say, I go pray for you for good Christian church woman. I say, oh, okay, whatever, you know. And that time, I'm real mad. And later, we marry. And the time we marry, everything. My sister said, I told you, I said, you pray, you need to be heard, because I find a real Christian woman. I said, let me see your knee. And my brother-in-law, because this is the real deal. I said, God asked him for one, but not this one. This one is, ooh. And she's amazing, and I'm proud for her and everything. And like I say, everybody, you guys. Like my brother, sister, and father, and son, and everything together. It's everything together, like a tree. We put a little thing and go up, grow up, go like that. And that's how I see it in this church. And one day, God, I know, I go preaching here in Spanish. Ya sé te una, pero es God. Y God say, aleluya, respeta al Señor. El Señor dice, vendrás por ese camino. God say, you come for the word. Y Dios dice, la palabra de nosotros, tenemos una. The word for us is only one. Y Dios dice, bendicirá esta tierra como nosotros bendiciremos a ustedes. Y I go, bless this land. We will bless all you guys. Amen. Now my beautiful wife.
Hello. Like everybody has already said, we have so much to be thankful for. And first and foremost, I thank God for the blood of Jesus. Man, because I don't even look like what I've been through. And I'm so thankful for this church, the leadership, the men and women of God in here who have been such beautiful examples of Jesus Christ. Thankful for Bible College, this new journey in my life. Thankful for my husband. I definitely am so thankful for him because God has blessed me. For young people out there, it's okay to wait. I waited till I was 43 when I got married, and I'm so glad I did. God is good, and that's all I can say. I don't have too much to say because everything has already been said, but I'm so thankful for Jesus. Amen. Thankful and for encounter, too.
All right. I think there's a lot to be thankful for. I'll wrap this up. If you Google Thanksgiving, there's been all kinds of studies on gratitude and Thanksgiving. So I just picked the first one that popped up. Both psychological and physiological results of Thanksgiving. Counting blessing boosts your health. Research shows that grateful people have less depression and stress, lower blood pressure, more energy, and greater optimism. In older adults, a daily practice of gratitude even slowed down some of the effects of neurodegeneration that often occurs as we age. So basically, it slows down aging. Gratitude puts the brakes on stress. Cortisol is often called the stress hormone, and when our bodies produce too much, it depletes the immune system and raises blood sugar. One study showed that the positive emotions like appreciation significantly lowered levels of cortisol. Being thankful helps you bond. Gratitude leads to better relationships. The explanation may be connected to increased production of oxytocin, sometimes called the bonding hormone, because it fosters calm and security in relationships. Another one, gratefulness is good for the heart and the waistline. People with high blood pressure who actively expressed thankfulness can achieve up to a 10% reduction in systolic blood pressure and decrease their dietary fat intake by up to 20%. Which is why we're giving thanks before we go consume our meal. So in short, gratitude can boost the neurotransmitter serotonin and activate the brainstem to produce dopamine, which is the chemical that gives us pleasure. The more we think positive, grateful thoughts, the healthier and happier we feel. So, back to the Word of God, with those things in mind, I want to close with this. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So what am I saying? You want to live an abundant life. Be joyful. Be a happy person. In all circumstances, choose joy. It was for the joy set before him that he endured more than you will ever have to endure, because he did it for you. It was for joy. He chose joy to go through what he had to go through. Pray continually. You say, how can we do that? It's really easy. He is always with you. Always is a big word. It leaves nothing out. There is no point in time in your life at any moment. Every moment he is there. Acknowledge that. Then it's really easy, because at any moment, in every moment, you can have a conversation with him continually. Pray continually. Bring him in everywhere you go. Bring him into every situation, regardless of what it is, in every circumstance. And if you do those two things, if you choose to be joyful, if you choose to converse with him, thanksgiving is easy. Gratitude is natural. Why? Because that's who you are. See, he came to give you life, and he came to give it to you abundantly, and he's provided you ways to do it. Choose to do it. Choose life. Be grateful. That's the message today. Be grateful. Because there's life beyond this that will make this just a blip. All the adversity, all the challenges, all the things that life here brings really means nothing in the grand scheme of things. Be grateful. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We can't thank you enough. There's no way to adequately express our gratitude for who you are, for what you've done in each and every life represented here. It is beyond comprehension. It's beyond our understanding. There's no way to measure it. The love that you've shown us. We just thank you. Father, I just ask that in some way each of us would just bring you glory in our lives. That you would be seen, that others would see you in each and every person here. That you would be honored, that you would be glorified. And I thank you for it. Father, I ask that you would bless our time of fellowship. I thank you for all those that have worked, all those that have cooked, all those that have prepared, all those that are preparing even now. I thank you for the food we're going to partake. I just ask that you would be pleased in all of the time that we have together. And I pray that even as we consume it, we just recognize you with thanks. And I ask it in Jesus' name.